Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. And do you need some hope today? Do you need somebody just to extend a little empathy to you? Well, you're at the right place. We're continuing a conversation with Steve Idol. Yesterday, we talked about how to provide hope to others through extending empathy to them. And a lot of times we get empathy and sympathy confused. And if you missed yesterday's 14-minute program, I want to really encourage you to go check it out. Go to our website. It's hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. And you can learn some ways that you can extend hope to others through empathy. And I know so many people know they want to provide hope, some of them don't know how. And Steve gave some great examples of just simple ways that anybody can provide hope by extending empathy to those who are really, really hurting. And Steve, we talked yesterday about this sermon you did that I listened to a couple weeks on empathy that was just really, really powerful. And I want to encourage you to go check out their website, necchurch.org. That's NEC, which stands for Northeast Christian Church, necchurch.org in Louisville, Kentucky. And this sermon series they're doing, Let's Talk About Mental Illness, just a really powerful series. So I want to encourage you to go check out that also. But, you know, Steve, one of the things that you did also in your message on empathy, I thought you gave some great wisdom to those who are caregivers, to those who are maybe struggling with a mental illness. Can you expand on that a little bit for us?
Sure. Like I said yesterday, that we're in season two of this series. And last fall, we tried to really speak directly to those who might be struggling with mental health issues. And we said we want to break the silence, we want to break the stigma around that, and we want to talk about it. And the church hasn't always been a safe place to do that, so we did that in last fall. Well, we decided this new series in February, we're going to speak to the caregivers now, to those who are living with somebody, and in particular those caregivers who've never struggled with what their loved one is struggling with, and how can we speak to them and help them. And one of the things I did in that message was I talked to them about how important it is as a caregiver that you have to acknowledge your limitations. You know, when you're trying to support someone who's working through a mental health issue, it's so easy as a caregiver to expect yourself to be the perfect support person. Because this is someone that you love deeply. The only thing you want for them is that they feel better. And so as a caregiver, you kind of hold yourself sometimes to an impossible standard of almost perfection. And we just want to remind the caregivers, Greg, that nobody's perfect. You won't be perfect in every way. More than anything else, what your loved one needs is you. And so we said to the caregivers, it's not a sin to struggle with this. There will be times where you won't handle every situation perfectly, but that's okay. Don't give up. Don't beat yourself up, because there's going to be times you're going to need to forgive yourself, because the stresses of being a caretaker sometimes are going to be difficult. And you know what? After we preached the series last fall, I spoke with dozens of caregivers. And I know what they told me. They wanted to do this job well. They love their spouse or their friend or their parent, whoever it might be. And they want to be the best caregiver they can. But if you're going to do that, you got to understand you're not going to do it perfectly. So acknowledge your limitations and do the best you can with God's help through His Holy Spirit.
Well, and one of the things I loved, you know, you talked about in your message, you even, you know, shared about the Good Samaritan. He didn't do everything for that guy that was hurt, did he?
No, he didn't. I mean, he bandaged the guy up, but he didn't do surgery. He never said, hey, I'll be at your bedside 24/7. He didn't do that. He paid for a few days' expenses, but he didn't just give the guy a blank check. We joked in the sermon, he was the Good Samaritan, not the Great Samaritan. That's probably a bad joke, but, you know, but he couldn't do everything, and neither are you going to be able to do that as a caregiver. You can't be Jesus for them. You can't meet every need perfectly. And so you just do the best you can, and you ask God to help you as you go through those times.
Well, I have a couple guys, Steve, that are living with me that were homeless, and they're trying to get back on their feet. And, you know, we've had some challenges, obviously. You got three guys living together, and we kind of had a, you know, what you would call a come-to-Jesus meeting. And unfortunately, I got a little angry, and so I was confessing that to a friend the next week. And I'd gone back and apologized to the two guys. And, you know, this friend to me, he extended grace to me, just said, you know, Greg, you're not the first person to get upset about something, so it's okay. You're not perfect.
Right, right. And, you know, there's going to be times when those are highly emotionally charged situations. And there's going to be times that our spiritual enemy is going to intervene there, and he's going to get a foothold, and we're not going to handle every situation perfectly. And if the caregiver gives up hope or loses hope, then it affects the person they're trying to love and come alongside. So it's important just to acknowledge that and, do the best you can, again, with God's help, and he will help you do that.
Well, another thing that you talked about, Steve, with this is that, God will help us during these times where, life is just challenging. We all need God's grace, don't we?
Yes, we do. Jesus said it. He said, in this world, you're going to have trouble. He said it. He said, don't be surprised by it. He said, expect it. Don't be blown away by it. And we're going to have those struggles in our life. And I shared in the message, Greg, that I thought the struggles that were most difficult, the trials, if you will, that are most difficult for people to deal with are the ones that come into our life that are unplanned, unrelenting, and undeserved. If I mess up, which I do frequently, and then I have to clean up that mess, I think to myself, well, yeah, that makes sense. I did it. I have to clean it up. But there's so many times where the problems that we deal with in our life are the unfair ones, the way we didn't do anything to deserve it, we didn't cause it, and those are the ones that are hard to handle. And so we all need grace. And so I shared in the message, I said, if you're going through one of those right now, or you're caring for somebody who's going through one of those right now, you need to rely on God's grace to sustain you. There is a thing, there's saving grace, and there's also sustaining grace of God. And the sustaining grace of God was where God says, I will get you through that. Look to me, seek me with all your heart. And I shared with our church the passage of Scripture from Isaiah 41 where God says, don't panic, I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I am your God. I will give you strength, he says. I'll help you. And I love this last line. He says, I'll hold you steady. I'll keep a firm grip on you. And I told our people, man, just listen to those promises. God says, I'm with you. I'll give you strength. I'm going to keep a firm grip on you. And if you live every day believing that and reminding yourself of that, you will see the way his grace will sustain you in a way that you can't do in yourself. None of us have the strength to do this on our own. But with God's grace, we can get through that by focusing on him and focus on his sustaining power. So that's just something really important, whether you're struggling with mental health issues or you're caring for somebody who struggles with mental health issues, just to rely on his grace to sustain you.
Well, another thing that you shared in your message on empathy, helping extend hope, you shared three things that God promises. And I know there's people listening, whether it's live on the radio or through our podcast that are listened to, that, they're just like, what can I depend on? My circumstances look hopeless to me. And yet you shared three things that God promises in your message. I think it'll be really encouraging to people listening, Steve.
Yeah, that goes back to the Isaiah 41 I just referenced, where God says, don't panic, I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I am your God. I'll give you strength. I'll help you. I'll hold you steady, keep a firm grip on you. But that's when we focus on Christ. The temptation is to focus on our life and say, man, what if only this, if only that, if only I'd married somebody else, if only I didn't go through this experience. Well, that doesn't work. Don't focus on those things. Those don't solve your problem, and they won't ease your pain. Instead, focus on Christ, who promises, he says, three things. I'm with you, I'll give you strength, and I'll keep a firm grip on you. Reminds me of that old song that we used to sing over in Lexington, oh no, you never let go. You never let go of me. And that's what he promises to do as we go through those seasons and those valleys in our life. And that's just the truth of this. This is a valley. And there's the only way you can go through a valley is to go through it. You can't go around it, can't go under it, over it. You got to go through it. But when you go through it focused on him, he promises us that he'll be our strength. And so, boy, to those out there in your audience who maybe are struggling with mental health issues, or somebody who's out there who's never experienced them but is caring for somebody, loves somebody who's struggling with them, man, I keep that verse somewhere close by. I refer to it often because it'll bring not only you peace, it'll bring you strength and sustain you through those tough times.
One thing, Steve, that I've learned in my 53 years of life is that God never wastes a hurt in our lives if he let him. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime we go through an experience like this, it almost sounds trite, but it's true. There's a purpose in that. Greg, I share a passage of Scripture in counseling and meeting with couples, and it's probably the verse I'm going to share as much as anything else. It comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. And Paul, in writing this, says this: He, meaning God, comes alongside of us when we go through hard times. And before you know it, He brings us alongside someone else who's going through hard times so that we can be there for that person just as God was there for us. And I often tell people, you see, when you go through a hard time and you say, God, I need your help and comfort, He honors that prayer. But He doesn't comfort you just so you can be comforted. But instead, He comforts you so that you can, in turn, can become a comforter. And He's going to bring somebody else in your life who's going through similar things. And because of your life experience, and because, like you said, God doesn't waste that hurt, God's going to bring those people in your life so that you can walk alongside of them and you can be there for that person, as Paul said, just as God was there for you when you're going through that hard time. And man, that's a great thing when you can understand that purpose, that God's going to use that for His glory through you, and you're going to be the person who's going to come alongside and empathize and encourage and help whatever that friend of yours or whoever that is in front of you that's struggling.
We only got a couple minutes left, but Steve, I thought you closed your sermon with a simple but powerful example of your son extending empathy, and I think it's something people can relate to, as I feel like, you know, I can't write a big check or I can't do this or that, but man, can you share that example that you shared?
Sure, sure. I started the sermon a couple weeks ago, Greg, by saying that, you know, I wanted to preach it because I think it was important for men to hear it, and I raised four boys who are all now grown and love the Lord and married, and I always wanted to teach them how to empathize with people who are hurting. I tried to do my best to model it for them. And I closed the message with telling a story about my son, my youngest son, Alex, who's actually a youth minister here in Louisville, on one of the darkest days of our life, back in about 13, 14 years ago, when a very good family friend of ours passed away suddenly and tragically. And this man who passed away, his son, was my youngest son, Alex's best friend. And I went to the house to be with the family and tell them the news, to tell them that he had passed away. And I turned to my wife and I said, their son, his name was Phil, I said, Phil, go get Alex. Phil needs him right now. And they were 13 years old at the time. And so Jody went to school to pick up Alex. And I told her, I said, don't tell Alex what this is about. Just tell him you're coming to Phil's house. And all the way over there, Alex kept saying to his mom, what's going on, Mom? What's going on? Did Phil's grandpa die? Because his grandfather had been sick. And Jody's like, Alex, your dad will tell you. And they pulled up in front of the house, and I met him on the front porch. And Alex walked up, and he said, Dad, did Phil's grandfather die? And I said, no, Alex, Phil's dad died. And I watched this wave of shock and grief go over my 13-year-old son. And I looked at him, and I said, but Alex, your friend needs you right now. And with that, we walked in the house. I took him upstairs where his friend was sitting on a couch, a TV on, but not really watching it, just staring into space. And I watched my 13-year-old son walk over to his friend. He put his hand on top of his head. He sat down next to him on the couch, leaned his head on his friend's shoulder, and just began to cry. And Phil leaned his head on Alex's shoulder, and he began to weep. And I watched these two friends just sit there and cry together. And I was so proud of my son, because there was no platitudes, there was no, oh, God's got this, and or he's on a better place, and we try to think of the perfect thing to say, when most of the time what people need is our empathy. My son just entered his friend's world of pain in that moment, just cried with him. And to me, it was the most powerful example I ever saw of empathy in my life.
It most certainly is. So, man, I hope you'll go check out this sermon. We're talking with Steve Idle. He is pastoral care minister at Northeast Christian Church in Louisville. You need to check out this sermon he did recently in February. Go to their website, necchurch.org. That's necchurch.org. Steve, thanks so much for being with us, buddy.
You got it. It's a real privilege. Thanks for asking me, Greg.
All right. Hope you'll join us tomorrow for Hope is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.